Welcome to GLHF, the first ever podcast in a video game, according to me.
Oh my God.
Hi, Austin.
I think that might be right. Hi, ma'am. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I feel honestly better now than I thought I was going to. You know, I woke up today and I said to myself, I feel bad, but now I actually feel good. So
sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, sometimes it do.
I'm feeling good. I have some impressive things to say, which is that I've already like worked out and showered today.
I was going to ask you about that, not the showering. I was going to ask you about working out.
Yeah,
because
can you
I saw
it?
You post about that. Because I remember a long time, not that long ago, but I remember having it might have been in person at one point where I was like, oh, where do you go to the gym or something? Because I got it in my head that you had told me that you were like a gym person.
No, no.
And I was like, oh, what do you do? And you were like, what?
This is extremely
like, I've
recent.
I never set foot. Yeah, and then I saw you post about something about some one of those mm-hmm. gym mm-hmm. words, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
Because right,
if I don't post
slay.
About it, if it's not like public knowledge and I can't brag about it, then there's no point. That's why I do it.
Honestly, I've been looking for better motivation to be more consistent going to the gym, and I think maybe that's it. Is I got to start like saying talking about it, being like, yeah. I did it. I went to the gym.
Suddenly you start going to the gym, your life is completely put together. You're like better than everybody else. It like really, mm-hmm. it just elevates
yep. you become
everything
right-wing.
About you.
You start to hate minorities and stuff.
Whoa.
That's a thing. That's a real thing. People go to the gym and they become right-wing. You got to be careful about that.
Speaking of hating minorities, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the Thanksgiving episode.
Welcome to Thanksgiving. We're eating potatoes. Turkey,
yeah.
A slice of tomato.
Tofurky.
It looks like
mine
on the plate.
Is tofurky. I guess
yeah,
yours
mine
is
too, of
too
course.
Right? Yeah, but it's mine, kind of just
also
a
have
loaf, a brown loaf.
Yeah, it's tofurky loaf, and I also have tofutatoes and tomatoes.
Boil and mash them, stick them in a stew. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That
I
was
also
a good
remember
one.
I'm taking the hobbits to Isengard. Anyway, you got off the topic. I just wanted to know, is going to the gym fun? Because I kind of like, I didn't go today. That's why I thought today was going to be a bad day. Is because
oh, so
if
you
I get
do
up
go.
And I go, I do. Well, I try to go. My goal by the end of the year is to be going 5 days a week, like just for an hour every morning.
Mm.
But I'm like not anywhere near that right at this moment. I'm probably like 3 to 4 days if I'm having a good week.
That's
but I want to go
because
it's just such a good way to start the day. Like you always have a better day, I feel like, if you go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just bad. It's hard. It's bad.
Yeah. So let me go over my journey. Okay.
Please. Please.
I have lived a completely sedentary life, literally up until maybe this summer.
Okay.
I've always been, here's the thing, because I've always liked hiking and stuff, and I've always been in enough shape to like still do stuff like that. But I don't,
right.
There's no maintenance in between anything. So if I go too long without doing something like that, then I would just be useless. There was one summer that I remember, it was whatever summer Breath of the Wild came out. And I was home for the summer. Oh, I haven't said the city I live in. I'm going to have to edit that out.
It's a big city. Who cares? It's a big city. She said San Francisco for those who were not listening.
Yes. Anyway, I just remember that summer because I was working at Sonic and I was having the time of my life. I loved working at Sonic, making ice cream every night. And I would come
That's
home
so funny.
And play Breath of the Wild for 8 hours a day and run on the treadmill a little bit. I was doing like the Couch to 5K thing, the app.
Yeah.
And that was fine. But like the only reason I did that is because I had time. Like, and then I went back to school and grad school and there's just no way, like, there's just absolutely no way with the amount of like schoolwork and stuff I was doing that I could have done it. That's what I kept saying. And I think that is true.
Isn't that the best when your life is just like when you're not worried about long term anything? And like as far as like, oh, I can't work at Sonic until I'm 70. Right. But like when you're in that era where you can and you don't give a shit. You can just work at Sonic
mm-hmm.
and play video games and run on the treadmill. And it's like the best.
Right. Like, that's literally the three things I was doing that summer. And it was the best ever.
Yeah. That's like the modern version of just like waking up and going and farming and going to bed.
Right.
You know, we're in like just simple living. You wake up, you go farm, and then you get home and you play checkers or whatever they were doing for entertainment back then, and then you go to bed. And it's like, it's just the best. That's like the best type of life.
Yeah. And like, this is a different conversation now, but that's basically, that kind of vibe is what I've been aiming to make the rest of my life like ever since I like quit grad school. Like, that's my purpose now, yeah, is to just like wake up and do shit and have a good time, mm-hmm, and go to bed and not like worry about being a big impressive person or whatever.
Yeah, that's good. It's ideal.
Anyway, so it turned out to be true that now that I have more time, I can freaking work out and I'm like enjoying it. And a past version of me would have thought that was freaking crazy.
That's good though. That's really, that's fun and like cool. It just, you feel, it feels good. It feels,
I know, like, but it's
dopamine
like,
or whatever, right?
It's like devastating that all these years of people being like, you know, if you have anxiety, you should really like start working out. That will help. Or like, it'll really turn your life around. It'll make everything better. And me being like, I don't have time. I'm too busy being miserable.
Yeah.
It's actually true.
One of the most annoying things about life is that whenever it is that you get to the age that you realize that when people gave you advice, actually it is, they were right. Like all the normal conventional advice about like, if you eat well and if you sleep enough, and if you exercise a little bit,
yeah,
or like if you like budget your money, like anytime I have, it's like every 2 years I have a new realization in, mm-hmm, that vein of like, oh, if you actually like go to the dentist twice a year and don't like skip it, it's better. Like it's just way better. And you spend all your life kind of being like, there's no way that's true. That's just dumb. I can't, you know, how is it that worked out, I would suddenly not feel like depressed all the time? But because that's the thing about being depressed all the time, is it like shrinks your worldview really small.
Yeah.
So you don't really like, and you also don't want to admit that because there's like a culpability to it, where you're like, oh, I could do different things. And it's obviously not that simple when you're depressed and stressed and busy and stuff. But that's, I would say that's like a constant theme of the last like 6 years of my life.
For sure. But
like
you
realizing,
also, you have to, I try not to feel bad about it because first of all, it's just human nature. That's just how it is. It's like when you go to, yep, therapy and they're telling you things and you only realize like once you think about it a lot on your own afterwards, like nobody actually has, I at least not very often, you don't have like huge revelations literally in the therapy session usually.
Yeah.
You have to like go home and ponder it a little bit. So it's natural and it's, you have to get to it when your brain is ready for it. Like I said, there's actually, looking back, there's no scenario with as like busy and stressed and anxious I was while I was in school that I would have been able to work out. Like it just wasn't going to happen. So I'm not going, right, to like sit around feeling like I should have done this sooner, because it was like, it was physically impossible to do it sooner and I'm doing it now.
Yeah. I think I'm definitely not beating myself up for not doing it. I'm actually just annoyed that I have to do all these things kind of to like it makes life way easier if you do them, but I'm annoyed that like it's like there's things that I think your happiness should just happen. It should just happen for with no effort. And I'm annoyed that that's not how life is, that if you don't do things then you just like shrivel up and die.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
just
very
gotta keep doing things
annoyed.
Forever and ever and
it
ever.
It just never stops. It really never stops. So,
can I take a moment to appreciate that there's a day-night cycle and the sun is rising on Thanksgiving dinner right now?
Not only is there a day-night cycle in this dining room, this, it's like a studio apartment, but the whole apartment is a dining, I guess it's a barn. We're kind of in a big barn.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, there's actually the weather. And if you click the weather, it's like a detailed weather.
Oh,
it says right now it's 51 degrees Fahrenheit. The low is 40. Partly cloudy skies. High of 51. Winds out of the west southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 0%. Interestingly, though, it says high of 51, low of 40. Current temperature 36. So I'm not exactly sure the fidelity of this simulation, but I like that it's there. I like that it's there.
Yeah, that had there's got to be like modules of code that are just like available to use for your Roblox game. Like it's not like this person, yeah, that made the Thanksgiving thing developed the weather thing. Like that had to be like a plugin that they put in.
Yep. just like some, I don't know if this is the right language, and you can, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but like there must be some, like all of these sort of API equivalents for Roblox that you just like pick through and you can plug them in or whatever. Isn't that how that kind of works?
Yeah, or like user generated like things you can use is what I was thinking of. There's probably like a little marketplace of.
Is it possible that this is like the Weather Channel API and they're using live weather from somewhere else? You ever think about that?
From a could real be this place. Could be,
or this is the actual like historical Farmer's Almanac weather of the first Thanksgiving.
Oh wow! You know,
it's possible. I don't know what the weather was like on the first Thanksgiving. I wonder if we know the answer to that.
I might Google it right now. I mean, so looking on my screen right now, behind me, there's what looks like a vending machine that has like Monster and like vitamin water and a hamburger in it. So I don't think they had that at the first Thanksgiving, I don't think.
No. Maybe. But that's probably the closest Roblox, because they did have White Monster. So that's probably the closest equivalent like model for Roblox that they could use to represent that.
Really?
You know?
White Monster is like America's traditional drink.
Well, they made it because that's what the native people kept calling, you know, the pilgrims. And the pilgrims were like, sick. We made a drink about it. And that's ever since.
I've never had an actual energy drink. I think that might stop my heart.
You've never... No, get the fuck out of here. You've never had an energy drink.
No, never in my life. I've had like soda and coffee and tea, but I've never drank an energy drink.
Really?
No.
I don't... That seems weird to me. I guess because you just like embody the alpha gamer aesthetic so well.
I know, I'm kind of a poser. Would have assumed. I should go get some... What's the gamer energy drink? Kronk? Kronk,
yeah,
chonk?
Shit, probably, yeah. I literally have no idea what you're trying bonk. To reference. I thought I was going to say G-Fuel.
G-Fuel.
Oh, yes. Chunk,
does that
as they
does
call
that actually,
it.
Chunk, yeah. Does that actually stand for gamer fuel for real?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to go with yes.
Also,
if you
it's
would
raining
like to know,
inside for me right now. There's raindrops inside.
Same. Yeah, same. It's 36 degrees and raining.
It's
according
all
to,
over my tofurkey.
According to CBS News from Plymouth, Massachusetts, it was probably in the 60s and partly cloudy. So quite a nice Thanksgiving. All they have is the old Farmer's Almanac. And they basically what they said is like, unless the weather was like really bad, they just didn't write down the weather ever. And so the fact that they didn't write down the weather meant it was probably just like a normal fine day.
Gotcha. That's kind of chill.
But they're just guessing. That is kind of chill. I think we should take that approach with more things. Like, unless it's cool, just like don't even... Why are we saving every tweet, you know? Just like, let's figure out... Just save a few of the good ones. And like books. Like, there's so many books and stuff. Just... Let's just save a couple.
Yeah, it scares me bad that like technically all of my social media posts ever are probably accessible somewhere. I hate that.
Yeah. You can get... There's that website that will get rid of all of them for you.
I should look that
if
up.
That
I really
if it concerns
should.
You, yeah.
What's I have deleted
called?
A lot. you know, when I got when I started getting more subs on YouTube, I went and found my DeviantArt account from when I was like a teenager and deleted it.
I will highly recommend it that like every 6 months I'll like Google my name and every version of my name and every like email address I've ever had just to see if it comes up anywhere and then like go delete stuff. Oh
my
yeah.
My problem
redact.
Is I'm scared
dev.
Of doing that. The so, rain is really loud. I'm like scared of what I'll find. I don't really want to know.
But you want, well then other people are going to know. So
I know.
Eventually you're going to know. Yeah. You can go to redact.dev. I think I'm assuming it's a pay service, but it will do like, it'll do Reddit, it'll do Discord, it'll do Twitter, Facebook, everything. And you can set what parameters you want to use. And
oh my gosh, recently
I've never
found,
used it, but
I found out how to like look at my old YouTube comments. There's like a Google like page you can go to like look at your YouTube comments that you've left like from the beginning of your account, and it was crazy. It was a trip. I was like commenting on people I didn't remember existed until like right now.
Whoa. That's could you remember any offhand that you want to share, or is it embarrassing?
I mean, of course it's embarrassing. I remember I like had a phase where I was watching Tobuscus, which is really scary now because he's like a really scary guy.
Yeah, I heard he went, I mean, speaking of we're going to the gym and turning alt-right, I heard he went like alt-right, but in kind of the like...
Yeah, like hardcore.
Post-ironic hardcore alt-right way, where he's like, well, it's a joke, but it's also not a joke.
No, and I think it's not a like joke.
I think it's crazy that he still, to my understanding, is he's still uploading videos. It's just like nobody cares and they're really low effort.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's weird
the thing
to think back
like,
on all those guys.
Yeah, people that get like, quote, canceled. This is why, like, you know, cancellation is not really real. It's real among like certain groups of people, right? Like, okay, he got canceled among like the main group of people, but like somebody's watching him probably.
Yeah. I would say anything that you can just like ignore and not have any consequence, anything that goes away when you turn off your computer isn't a real thing.
Right? I constantly think about that tweet. I don't remember who tweeted it. It's like a popular tweet from ages ago that's like, what do you mean cyberbullying? Just turn off the computer. Like, right? Look away.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Just go look at, just go outside and whatever, you know?
That's kind of how I've always felt about the internet. Like, actually, just don't look at it.
Yeah. Well, and that's like the big difference. And this is not, we don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but that's like the big difference, I think, in like generationally is like definitely for when I grew up, but I assume for when you grew up as well, it's like, which is not that different, but.
I know you're always trying to act like you're like 20 years older than me. It's so funny.
But you're just like, your vibes are like cool and young, you know. Someone actually left a comment on my videos being like, like 2 days ago saying like, I don't want to listen to another 22-year-old idiot Gen Z try to talk to me about power lines. I was like, first of all,
like talking about you,
how often is that? Yeah, talking about me. He was like, these stupid 22-year-old Gen Z's always trying to tell me about power lines. I was like, who are you hanging out with?
Oh my God, they think you're 22. That's amazing.
I know. I was like, that's young. I could see in the right lighting still like 25, 6, 7, maybe. But 22 is like, that's
22,
a child.
22 to me now looks like what I thought teenagers looked like when I was like 6. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. It's anyone under 20, like 6... feels very young to me at this point.
But teenagers now look to me like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I'll completely agree. Yeah. It was really weird working in food service because we would hire people who were like just out of high school sometimes. So like 18, 19, 20-year-olds. And it was weird to be like, you can have a job at this age? What? But obviously they have to pay their rent. So,
Anyway, I think I interrupted you ages ago because you were saying like when you were growing up something.
Oh, yeah. Like for us, social media and the internet is like a thing we use. It's like something we do. And for a lot of younger people, I think it's more like who they are. Like it really is the area that you can exist in socially. So it is different for sure. But that's a whole other conversation. I feel
we're going to start sounding like boomers talking about this. But I think,
well, yeah.
Can we like,
I'm 20 years older than you. I mean, what do you want?
Can we maybe move on to, one of your questions that you sent me ahead of time? Cause I think it relates to what we were talking about with like, you have to keep doing things forever.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah. So this is one of the things that I was thinking about this week is, kind of to do with like going to the gym and stuff, but honestly about everything. Is if I could get rid of one like maintenance item out of my life, like a thing that you, there's so much stuff that we don't want to do, but we have to do. And I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it.
Yeah.
Eating, a huge pain in the ass. Like
preach.
I'm a constant under eater because I just can't be bothered, which is really bad if you're trying to like exercise. And also it's just better to eat. But like eating, really annoying. Going to the gym is annoying, but like I would say less annoying because there is like a fun to it. Like it does feel good. So I was just curious what if you could get rid of one of them, like some maintenance, and this is includes things like going to the dentist, includes things like having to maintain your car, just like these things that we got to do. If there was one that you think would be most bang for your buck, what would you get rid of? And it sounds like, why would it be eating?
Well, I have some things to say about this because my first thought when you asked that question is eating, because there's a lot of times when I'm like a hyper focuser. So if I'm doing something, I don't want to get up. I don't want to make food. I just don't want to do it. I'm like annoyed when I start, because when I get hungry, I start like shaking and it's like bad. It feels bad. what?
I just think it's funny that you're like, I don't like to eat. I can't be bothered. But when I don't, I like convulse and I can't think about anything.
Yeah. Well, because I get like low blood sugar and I start shaking and it like feels horrible. So I can't actually go without eating, but I
fucking boomer ass.
I hate
ass.
It.
My low
I hate it when
sugar.
I have to, when I have to figure it out myself.
This is the pizza roll problem, isn't it? This is why we just go get some
pizza
rolls.
Yeah, that's why I make pizza rolls or mac and cheese or toast a bagel for like most of my lunches.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, I love food. Like,
it is delicious.
It's bad because where I'm living now, we have so many good restaurants that I love. And I'm like, I've gained like at least 10 pounds since we moved here because I can just go to all my favorite places that I used to only visit like once a year. And now I can just go all the time and like get takeout. And there's so much good food. And I love like my favorite foods. I love.
Yeah.
So there's I would want to give up that experience of like eating stuff that I love. But the, I guess if we can choose anything, I would choose like making food and I would just have delicious meals, like just ready for me all the time.
I don't know. I think in the spirit of the question, if you want to give up, well, I guess that counts. Like you can no longer make food, but I would say that doesn't mean that food just apparates. You would still then have to, in the spirit of this hypothetical, get food somehow. You just wouldn't be allowed to make it. So it's not like if you said, I'm giving up making food, suddenly food would just appear. I don't think. Well, maybe it would.
Okay, well, maybe I would say sleeping is another contender because I have issues with sleeping. So it would be nice if I just didn't have to do it.
Sleeping is a big one. I think sleeping is a huge waste of time, which is funny because that goes against all the science. If I'm anti-science in one way, it's that I think sleeping is, we don't actually need to do it.
Yeah.
We can just go outside and look at the sun and absorb the energies, right? That's what we believe now as a nation. I want to say that as far as like, so those are like the big ones, obviously, like if I could not have to eat, if I could not have to whatever. But I would say that of the second order tasks, like smaller things, doing the dishes or whatever.
Yeah.
I think taking out the trash is really annoying. I would get rid of taking out the trash as far as like chores are concerned.
That's so small though. That takes up such a small percentage of your time.
Yeah, but you got to like, go outside and put shoes on and like, it's just, I don't like it. I think it's annoying. And then you have to be near garbage, which is a bummer.
It is a bummer. That's a big bummer.
This is why I like the only solution I've ever found to the I don't like to eat problem, which I guess is not going to be the bulk of this conversation because we're in such hardcore agreement. The only solution I ever found was I do think that if you just decide, I did this for like 4 months. I just decided what my meals were. Like every day I would just eat exactly the same thing. And I still mostly do that, but my girlfriend doesn't like to eat rice and beans every day. Mm-hmm. So I can't get away with it all the time. But I would just, every morning I would have this specific thing, and I would have one energy drink at this time, and then I would have this in the afternoon, rice and beans in the evening. And it was just, I could just make it all up front. And it was all stuff that was really quick and easy, mm-hmm. which was a good solution. That's also part of why I like things like a HelloFreshy or like a Factor.
I was going to say, this is an incredible time for a Factor plug.
I know. We could, I mean, listen, if this podcast goes anywhere, I can hook us up. but like anything where they just like deliver stuff and go, this is what you're eating this week, takes a little bit of that stress out of it. But it still is time consuming. But it's like the deciding is the part
the
of the problem.
The deciding is the
I think.
Worst part.
Yeah. It's
and
like
I'm
if you just tell me
not
you're
willing,
making.
Yeah. I'm not willing to eat the same thing every time. So I have to be like, what have I not eaten recently? And what is good? Because I also, my problem is I want every meal to be the most delicious thing I've ever had. So I'm like,
okay,
thinking
what
about like,
here's,
what
here's
am
this.
I craving?
How
like,
do you
what,
feel about this?
Yeah.
Here's my. This is an. I'm going to test out this phrase, okay? I'm going to test you. I'm going to say a phrase. You tell me if you agree.
Okay.
You're not
phrase.
Hungry if you won't eat vegetables. Like you're not, if you know what I mean? Like if you're not, if you look at carrots and stuff and you're like, I don't feel like eating that, then you're not hungry.
Here's the thing though. A carrot is not going to make you feel full.
Well, okay, just swap it for some other thing that sucks.
No, I see what you mean. Sometimes
right.
I try...
Like, it's not hunger if you're like, I really want some really good Thai food right now. That it's not hungry. It's fun. You want pleasure, right? So, like, if you won't
but I
eat
love
rice
good
and
food.
Beans...
That's a recreational activity for me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I
that's
love it.
Separate. That's separate.
No, I would agree. Sometimes I do, because I'm a little bit like a little kid in that I don't really love eating my vegetables. There's certain, I need to like look up more recipes because there's ways to make it taste better. But
yeah,
I do try to eat
the
veggies first. If I'm really hungry, I try to eat the veggies first because if I just eat the pizza first, then I won't eat them at all.
Yeah,
so I try to make myself do that sometimes.
I think like if you do that, is it like it slows down the metabolizing of all the carbs that you eat? So it actually like extends the energy you get from the food a lot longer or something like that. Like
yeah,
that's
I
why
think,
you're supposed to eat vegetables.
Protein does that. And I
yeah,
do need more protein.
And like, and fibers. You need to eat more of those than carbs, right? Because the carbs will just, you'll burn through them and then you'll get hungry again. But they taste the best is the problem. So vegetables are a pain in the ass to eat also. Like, they just take ages chewing and swallowing and chewing and swallowing. It's like it never ends. I feel like I'm on that staircase at the end of Mario 64 every time I'm trying to eat vegetables. It's horrible. I can't stand it.
It's so funny to talk about how annoying chewing and swallowing is, but it's actually so true. I could not agree more. It's actually so annoying.
I find it insufferably boring. It's horrible. This is like... I know it's so immature, but I just can't.
I think
I can't
we both must be like, you chew your food thoroughly, right? Because I chew my food really thoroughly, and I think that's part of my problem.
I
need to just give up and swallow it.
Every morning, I almost choke to death on a carrot because I refuse to wait long enough before trying to swallow it. That's not even a joke. Like every morning, I have to sit there and move because I have a piece of carrot stuck somewhere in my esophagus because I couldn't be patient enough, and I just started trying to swallow a whole carrot, and it's stuck somewhere, and I'm like sitting there heaving. It's horrible.
You still eating baby carrots all the time?
No, it's full carrots now. I've changed to full carrots.
Oh, I was going to say you can just swallow them like capsules.
I should get even babier carrots. I should. That's a really crazy idea. It's just every morning, like, get handfuls of carrots and just swallow them with water.
Well,
because you still get all the fiber,
you can
right?
get those I could just cut up baby carrots that are like little circles. You just swallow them.
Yeah. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Couldn't I also just, like, put carrots in a blender with almond milk and just and chug it?
Yeah, that's another option. We could get into smoothies. We could get into Soylent.
Or even water. Here's actually,
I was disconnected.
You disconnected from our podcast.
Hold on, I'm coming back. I was disconnected for being idle 20 minutes. Error code 278.
Oh, I should probably jiggle the mouse then.
Yeah, I think you have to move around every once in a while. Okay, I'm coming back. Fine. I'm sitting down.
All right, cool. That's fine.
Here I am.
Yeah, I did recently when I moved. I'm now in a situation where there is a blender in my house, a Vitamix.
Nice.
And I will say that the existence of that has dramatically increased my willingness to eat first thing in the morning, and which is good because you can kind of put, you can put like spinach in a smoothie and you don't even, can't even tell.
Yeah.
And it's quick. You drink it really fast. The only thing is that the amount of like fruit and stuff you have to put into a smoothie and then like protein powder if you're doing that thing, it is like kind of weirdly expensive.
Yeah.
But I guess like getting your proteins is just an expensive thing to do because proteins are expensive. Also, this, I got to write this down for the next episode. The price of eggs. Okay. I don't know if you saw me tweeting about this.
I saw you tweeting about this. You seem to have some opinions. You don't want to get into that today. You have too much to say. We've already been talking 30 minutes. It won't fit in the next 30 minutes.
That will be 2 hours of whatever the next podcast we do. I cannot believe the indignation about the price of eggs in this nation. I really can't. And it drives me crazy.
Anyway, hold on, I got to Google what indignation means.
I might have used it wrong, but just like the...
Anger or annoyance. You get indignant. So that's what you're feeling.
Yeah. Like righteous indignation. People are like, that is what I'm feeling about other people's. People will be like, I can't believe how expensive eggs have gotten. And it's like $4 for a dozen eggs. I saw the other day eggs that were $2 for a dozen eggs. What world are you living in that's a problem? I'm sorry. I know that I'm supposed to be empathetic to inflation or whatever, but I just don't. I think that's a crazy thing. Eat beans then. Like if you really can't afford eggs, like then eat beans. There's so much other stuff you can eat that is like good and cheap. God. And people are
this is a plot twist of the century. Because here I was thinking you were angry about the price of eggs. It's the opposite.
No, I was making fun. Oh, that's bad news for me that you didn't understand that was all sarcasm. I was making fun of people who were just like, well, I have to eat eggs. I don't have another choice. There's no other possible thing I can do. I must consume eggs.
Oh, no, you can't be sarcastic in a tweet. You can't do that.
It drives me crazy. Yeah, unless you put the little S, which is the most cringe thing ever. And I would never, ever, you will never, ever catch me putting those little things at the end of my... And I say that as someone who has trouble like reading facial cues and like understanding people's tones. And I will never do that. I will never, whatever it's called.
Signal. Yeah. I like to slap an exclamation point to imply like cheerfulness or.
That's the most I will ever do. Sometimes an emoji. Sometimes.
I do a lot of emojis. I do a lot of texts where every sentence ends in an emoji.
Yeah, I don't like
also,
all that qualifying.
We've been joined by another guest, if you've noticed.
That's good, because I was getting really mad right there. I don't know if you could tell, and I got to calm down.
Yeah, I guess...
Who's here? Oh, they left.
Yeah, she left, but she sat next to me for a minute. We shared a moment, and she was holding a turkey leg. So
that's
I guess she just took that and left.
Yeah, there's something you can eat. Turkey. Whatever. Get a turkey from Costco.
Okay, shall we move on?
Yeah, we can move on.
I guess... So, I don't know. Do you want to talk about YouTube stuff? A little behind the scenes?
Yeah, we can talk about that. I've been stressed about it, so it'll be good. I can get it off my chest.
Okay, you've got a lot of like stress, anger, energy to release today. That's okay. This is like cathartic.
I think I do. But why not? Yeah. What do you got YouTube wise? I really would love to hear about what you're working on because I'm really excited about it. But if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
I could because
just
here's the thing. This definitely, if we publish this, it's not going to be out until after I make this video because I have to finish this first.
I don't know what is the subject when you say this. You have to finish the video before this podcast?
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm not going to get to editing this podcast until the video is out already. Because I'm
great,
trying to do
amazing.
It by Monday.
Yeah, just give me incredible. Give me the, like, loose lowdown. Because I think, A, this is just a really interesting thing that I want to watch a video about. And B, a really cool direction for you to be exploring as
a
content creator, which you are.
I could use your advice about it a little bit, about, like, how to frame it and, like, Yeah. Because I think it's so, it's such a weird niche topic. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to like market it as far as like the thumbnail and the title and stuff. I have no idea. But
yeah.
So, you know, I love weird old games. You know, you've made fun of me a little bit before for not playing anything that anybody knows about or cares about.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I love weird old shit. I love.
Do you? Is that not games. Do you agree that that's the case?
That I love weird old shit. Yes.
That nobody cares about.
Or that nobody cares.
I guess the problem is you're trying to make people care about it, and that's the hard part.
Yeah. Or like. First of all, I think a lot of my viewers do care because it's me. A lot of them don't care what I'm doing because it's me and it'll be good because because everything I do is good.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've said that sentence. What am I saying? So I was browsing just one of these websites that has a bunch of like old game downloads. And stumbled upon a game called Get Bin Laden, which obviously, like, piqued my interest, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Who made this? Why does this exist? It's from, like, it's from 2002. First of all, I'm gonna be repeating a lot of stuff that's already going to be in the video, so maybe I should not spoil it so much. But, basically, like, right after 9/11, this game comes out called Get Bin Laden. I looked into who made it, and he's made, like, so many... He has, like, so many games posted on this website. And this is just, like, an archive. And so I find his website. His name is Rod Fisher. He started making games in his 70s. And then, like, over, like, a 10-year period in the 2000s, he's, like, making all these games by himself. In this like ancient horrible game engine called like 3D Game Studio. And so I just decided to play all of his games, which I've done at this point, and I'm editing.
Wow. How many are there, you figure?
There's like 13.
Jesus.
And they're all like, they're short. So it's not like, I think I only had like 4 hours of footage total. Which is not the worst, but it's a lot to get through.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm over halfway done editing the game stuff, and then I have to figure out like everything else about the video before Monday.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if that's realistic, but I'm going on a little trip like Monday through Wednesday, so I don't want to delay it even more after that. I want to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, is my understanding that what you want to do is basically like have this be gameplay footage stuff, but kind of structured as a, let me tell you about this crazy guy, right?
Basically, yeah. So it's a little more like video essay-y than I usually do. I don't usually do that.
Yeah. And are you, what you told me is that you discovered that this man is still alive. We thought he was dead. You thought he was dead.
Yeah, I emailed him and I got an email back and he can't do a video interview because he's old. He's 94. But
holy Christ.
But he did email me back and he was like very grateful that anybody cared. It was very sweet. And so I'm going to send him the link to the video, but I'm not going to bother him more with like questions because like I have like 50 questions for this guy. Like we could get into it. But
yeah.
I'm going to let him live his life.
And this is probably what you're going to end up doing because this is just the good way to do things and you do the things good. But you're welcome. Primarily, it should just be whatever the process, how you discovered it and how you went down the rabbit hole should kind of be what the video is.
Exactly.
And that's because that's just, it was exciting for you. And so it'll be exciting for us. The only thing I would say is it would be cool if the way you approached it was like not saying that this guy was dead, but basically implying while he's probably dead, nobody knows, you know, where he is.
Yeah, the reveal that I had an email exchange with him is going to be at the very end for sure.
Great. But I think like just intentionally like peppering in language to him, because that's what the experience of doing it for you was, which is you assumed this guy was dead. And so if you communicate that really effectively, first of all, that's a really exciting thing of like, who's this? Like, did you ever watch all the stuff about that guy who made Temple OS, that weird operating system?
No, I've never heard of Temple OS.
All right, you can Google that after this. It was just like this dude who decided that all by himself, he was going to, from the kernel, build his own OS with complete, and you would probably even understand why it was so amazing.
Operating system.
Yeah. It's a really wild story. And there's like a few videos about it. So like, it's kind of a known thing. But it gave me those kind of vibes of like the guy who made the Temple OS, I think he was diagnosed schizophrenic and he died and all this stuff.
Programming language called Holy C.
Yeah. But he made it all from like,
it's C, but it's holy.
Yeah. So I definitely look into that just because you would probably find it fascinating. But
oh my God. The logo, it looks like C plus, but the plus is a cross. This is incredible.
I know. It's really amazing. And he modeled it after like MS-DOS kind of like aesthetically. And there's just so many. He was like live streaming his whole life before Twitch was a thing, like trying to tell people about it. And nobody was watching at the time.
Oh my God.
It was a really, it's a really fascinating thing to like look into, but this gives me that similar vibes of like, there's this mysterious thing and he made all these things and it's really interesting and isn't this crazy, by the way, this guy is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably push, if it was me, if I was in charge of it, I would say you should try to ask this man one or two questions so that you have that nugget at the end. So it's not just like, he's alive, he said thanks. It's like, because then you can kind of be like, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could just know why he wanted to get bin Laden, even though obviously I guess that's obvious given when it was published. But you know, like some question that can hang over the bulk of the video that then you can get an answer to at the end. You don't want to bug the guy, I get it. But I unironically think that like, if you can do that, where you make it have these questions that hang over that then actually get an answer, I just think that would be like a really satisfying thing.
I could try to think of something, but really the main thing is I don't want to, if he doesn't have a lot of energy, I don't want to like waste his time.
And that's why email is like the way to go. Like, cause then if he really doesn't want to answer, he can't, he can just ignore it and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But I expect that the video is not going to be, you're not bullying him. It's probably quite appreciative and like,
getting
a lot of enjoyment.
And when I emailed, because at first I emailed his grandson, because his grandson made a Reddit post about him like 6 years ago or something. And he gave me Rod's email, and emailing both of them, I was like, I don't want to be disrespectful about this at all. Like, what's cool about this to me is just that, like, first of all, making games is accessible to anybody and like one person can make a game. And like, I also love the kind of old internet aspect of it. Like, he had his own website where he was posting these games that I assume he like made his own website, which I love, like personal websites. I wish we could bring that back. So there's just something
so charming
about. What was
the most recent game he made out of curiosity?
The last one he made is called Dragonbane. And you're like shooting dragons in the sky. Let me pull up my Excel spreadsheet that I made, because I wanted to play them all in order. So I
That's amazing. That you should get, because that's the thing is, if you make this video right, I think what should happen is it'll go to some extent viral because people love stories like this. And then a publisher will approach his family and they will release the collection, like the old Atari collections of all his games on the Switch or something. That's what I want. I want people to because again, that's something that I've always loved. And I think that we kind of share in common is that we're like very, it's not even, we're not ironically liking these things, right?
No,
it's not like, isn't it so ironic that we're saying that we think these things are cool. We're really earnest. Like, we love this stuff and we think it's intrinsically valuable and fun and cool and interesting and just like exciting.
Yeah.
And so the idea of there being a piece of like some sort of, I guess you would, not because it's a pejorative now, but like video essay about a topic like this, but that doesn't approach it like, look how weird this guy is, or look how shitty these games are. But it's like, hey, look at how cool this is. Like, isn't this the most amazing thing? Like, it's,
yeah,
how
great is this? I think it's just like it's a mashing together of like nerdy tech stuff that I love. And it's like nostalgic because I was always fucking around on the computer making random stuff when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And then it's just such a cool form of self-expression to like make a video game. It's such a weird, like unique art form that has like so much potential to be really funny and really weird and like say so much about you at the same time, because like he made all these video games about like historical battles because he read a lot of books about history and wars and stuff.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah, I need you to stop talking because I don't want this video to be spoiled, but that's,
I know, I actually have, there's like a crazy plot twist in the middle that like maybe I shouldn't tell you if you just want to see it in the video.
Please don't. Yeah, but, I don't. I know the video will be out by the time this comes out, but like I would honestly say, given the richness of this story, I would not hesitate to just like push it by another week or even two if you need to, like get the video right.
Yeah, because, we'll see. It's just I haven't posted at all this whole month. And if I wait until after Thanksgiving, I won't have posted at all in November.
Nobody cares. It's fine. Like, they care, but it's fine. It's going to just 100 times be way better. Even I, serial overworker Austin, I canceled a video this month because I needed to take more time on the video I'm working on now. It's always the right move. Not because you would want to obsess over making it like the most algorithmically optimized video, but just make sure that you explore everything that you think is interesting in the video. Like don't For sure. leave interesting things unturned, until you get bored. If you get bored, then obviously stop. But, I just think this sounds like a great, great video. So if you can get it done by on Monday, I'd be thrilled about that. But,
also, can we talk about how incredible his name is? Like fishing with a rod, like Rod Fisher.
It's really amazing.
It's perfect.
Did he make any, is there any fish? Don't even tell me. I don't want to know.
There's no fishing games. Oh my God, I disconnected again. It's been almost an hour. Did we want to do another question?
What do you got? There was another, like, I think an easy, quick one that we could do. We don't have any, oops, I just jumped out of my chair. Well, let me fix that. Sorry, my keyboard's on the ground.
Shoes on the chair. Yeah, shoes on the chair.
Ask me another question.
Okay. What?
Sorry, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Did you just swear?
No. Yeah, I was going to ask you. Should we keep... I want to try to clean up my act. Stop cursing so much.
Fuck, 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 shit, ass.
Whoa. Yeah, can you be... You can be my... If anytime I need a curse, I'll just overlay one of your curse words. That would be a funny thing. That's like something I would have done back in the day. Is if I was going to beep myself saying fuck, I would just beep it with you saying fuck. Like, so you censor it, but it's not.
Wait, do you not swear in your videos anymore?
I do a little bit. I don't intentionally not, but since I've started scripting them, it's like
you're not going to write fuck in the script.
It feels weird to me. Yeah, you're not going to script swearing because it's like, that's like scripting laughing. It's just a weird thing to do. So sometimes I'll just curse when it's time to curse, you know, but
yeah, you gotta feel it in your gut. Say,
yeah, you gotta feel it. Yeah, you want it to be earnest. You want it to be earnest. So all right, hit me with another question. If we had listener questions, we would do them, but we don't. So
yeah, I guess we might someday. We could do that at the end.
We could just tweet and be like, give me a question, but so later.
Yeah, all of my questions obviously are like I have answers like ready and loaded for me, but I'll phrase it as a question to you.
Okay.
Do you have a memory of a piece of media that scarred you as a kid that you like still think about?
Do I? I don't know, ma'am.
In like a scary way. I'm asking you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there was a old movie from when I was a kid called Supernova, which was about a punk band called Supernova.
Never heard of
not
this.
Not a very well-known punk band. Yeah, they like were not famous at all. I don't even know how they made a movie, like a VHS, that, and I don't know why we had it. But they had songs like called like You Gotta Take Your Vitamins, and this whole song was just them singing You Gotta Take Your Vitamins. But they, I wonder if you could still Google them if they still exist. Yeah, yeah, there you go. They're from California. And they dressed up as weird spacemen, and they made like a strange little weird video that I don't even remember why or what it was about, but it was like them living in a spaceship, and it was just had really weird vibes. But there was a scene of someone like violently throwing up in the middle of it. And I don't really remember why or what, but it just always, we would always fast forward past that part, but it would always scare me really good.
Little,
and I wonder if
I emetophobia moment.
What a phobia? Is that a thing?
Emetophobia is fear of puking, like in general, like other people puking, you puking.
Huh. All right. Well, no one, it doesn't. I don't know that it was a fear of the puking so much as it was like, I get really stressed out when I see people in distress.
Right.
So it wasn't so much the puking as it was like the screaming, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. You know, when I was like 5, I thought that when people got hurt or died in movies that they really sacrificed their life for the movie. I really thought that.
Whoa. That is like a kid thing to think, though.
Yeah. I thought that for like a while. I thought they were just like so dedicated to the craft that they would take a sword to the stomach.
Jesus. Did you ever bring this up with anyone, and did they laugh at you?
I don't think so. I think okay. I realized my stupidity.
Do you remember
eventually.
A specific movie you watched that you were really hurt by it because you were like, wow, that I just watched someone die.
And you know, this
is going
to sound...
Did you like accept it? You were like, yeah,
kinda...
it's fine, it's...
This is going to sound kind of cold, but I don't think I really cared. I just thought that that's what happened.
Huh.
I didn't feel a lot of empathy for them. I was just like, wow, they're like really serious about acting.
Huh. Well.
Because I would think that when I would watch
They were serious.
Like
about
Lord
acting.
Of the Rings or whatever, like when there was like war scenes, I was like, wow, a lot of people died for this.
Yeah. That stuff like that would also traumatize me, like scenes of people getting killed. But that like is kind of obvious when you're a kid. Like, I remember seeing Lord of the Rings, and when they almost, you know, when they got the ring wraiths come and they stab the kids in the bed, but they're not in the beds. That always really freaked me out.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, they almost got killed. So
I remember not fully understanding that scene when I was a kid for some reason.
That movie is like
it was
a
really
little
like,
bit dense.
Yeah, and I understand it now, obviously, because I've even, like, read the books and stuff. But I think, yeah, when they went in and, like, stabbed the beds and then like, opened the beds, I remember not knowing what was under the covers, because it was, like, really dark. I was like, what, were they there or not? Or, like, what, was that some kind of creature? I don't know. I just never understood what was going on in that scene when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason I asked this question was because I've been playing a lot of, Tears of the Kingdom lately. And I think if I had played that as a kid, I think the depths would be like where all my nightmares take place. I think that would be like
really
ingrained in my mind as like bad, scary. Like I probably wouldn't have gone there ever. I would have just tried to finish the game without ever going down there.
Do you think we could find a little kid who's playing it and ask him about it? You think we could find, could we go to a school or something and like an elementary school?
Yeah, you want to meet up like at an elementary school playground and just start asking kids?
With a camera and a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
A big sign that says free video games. Yeah, I bet that's right. It is like very big and scary. And honestly, some of the monsters, because I think this is part of what makes things so scary, is when it's not, the monsters are just like there and you just walk up to them and then they're mm-hmm. trying to kill you. And the darkness is just there. It's not like they don't make a huge deal out of it. So it's very like...
Yeah, it's not like something's jump scaring you.
Oriented.
They let you just walk around in the dark and like kind of
exactly,
see something
yeah.
in the distance moving. And that's what makes it horrible.
Yeah, it's very, very scary in that way.
But the thing that I was thinking of as far as like things that scarred me as a kid, I have like flashes of memories... And it's so funny how, you know, I guess because your brain is developing or whatever, things that happen to you when you're like five, you just think about for the rest of your life. Like, I have these little like flashbacks of certain things that I'm just like constantly thinking about in a way that I don't think about any other era of my life. But there was one thing, there was some kind of like gangster mafia drama on at my grandpa's house one time. And there was a scene where they were like torturing a guy and cutting off his fingers. And I remember exactly like the couch and like how I was laying on the couch and like the sun coming in the window and like seeing that scene. Like I can like recall that moment so viscerally, yeah. Because that like really, because I'd never seen anything like that before and it freaked me out. They were like cutting off his fingers with like the thing you cut cigars with, which now I know what that is. Oh. When I was a kid, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. I have like very specific similar memories of like seeing some show on, you just remember these things. You see it on TV. I remember seeing like my mom was watching some kind of like Dateline NBC thing. And I remember hearing, it might've been fiction, honestly, but you can't tell when you're a kid. Like you said, you thought these actors were dying.
Right. I thought this guy was really getting his fingers chopped off.
Yeah. And then like seeing episodes of things of like where there's some kind of, you form these funny memories of like, I remember exactly where I was standing in this show. And it's probably was just like a scene from some like NBC daytime drama that got canceled after one season that no one even remembers. But I have this like memory of a particular scene, you know, it was like a school shooting. I think I remember seeing in one.
Yikes. But
it was like they were negotiating with the guy. It doesn't matter. The point is, yes, I very much relate to and understand what you're saying in that vein. You reminded me of the scene in The Goonies where they put the guy's hand, they try to put that little kid's hand in the blender. And they're like threatening to blend his hand up. And I think if you rewatch it, it's like kind of funny. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was very terrifying as a kid and it made me really afraid of blenders.
The Goonies like is like weirdly scary for being a kid's movie. Like there's some freaky...
There was not an uncommon... Yeah. That's like a thing from back then. It's like adults making stuff for kids, but not being able to contain their like messed up mental problems. So they put crazy stuff.
You think they're like channeling their traumas into these kids' movies they're making?
100%. I think that's exactly what it is. And I think if you look up the Wikipedia pages of the people who made these shows, you'll be like, oh yeah, actually these people
are all in
prison now. I
really like that vibe though. Like the vibe of Labyrinth and Neverending Story, like 80s dark fantasy. I want to look up if there's like more movies like that that I haven't seen because I'm obsessed with that like aesthetic.
I'm sure there are. Yeah. Like if obviously Labyrinth and Gremlins and, or are you talking about specifically fantasy, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, is it? The Dark Crystal. Love that. These are all
the
things
Dark Crystal
that my
is,
mom
yeah,
liked as a kid.
Of.
And so that's why I grew up watching them too. But,
yeah.
Oh, what else was I going to say? Just I rewatched Neverending Story recently and like I love that movie. I love how that movie looks.
Is it good? I only ever saw it like in fits and starts, like randomly as people were trying to watch it, and I would be like, this is boring,
it's
I want to play
so
PlayStation.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Huh.
Like I remember the princess, the like little girl princess was like my beauty ideal for like so long when I was a kid. I was like, I want to look exactly like her.
Does she have a bob?
No, she has this like beautiful jeweled crown that's like,
oh, I see this.
I just loved her. I loved her. She was like glowing. That like really made an impression on me.
Big dark eyeshadow kind of vibe.
The aesthetics of that movie is crazy. Like the floating white tower in space and like the scene with the two sphinxes facing each other. It's so cool. It's so cool. I love that movie. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
It has that really cool thing of like, it almost kind of has like skyboxes and stuff. Like, because it's, when you watch it, it's clearly sets, but it doesn't like ruin the immersion. It just like has that weird kind of alt immersion that you get if you watch like a really good play with a cool set and stuff. But that's all I remember from it. It's like, much like the Dark Crystal or Labyrinth is the only one of those I've actually like seen. It's just like they feel really cool and tangible and immersive in a way that stuff with higher production design values, whatever, like sometimes actually lose. Because for it doesn't feel like a place. It doesn't feel like a physical space. And when you see that big dragon on that set with the fake stars in the background, you're like, it like is really engrossing, I think.
In my opinion. Cool. I know. And not like not to be one of these people that's like, oh, practical effects are always better than CGI. But like it kind of is. Like even there's something about like the puppets. Because there is some there's something uncanny about the puppets, like in the Dark Crystal. It is a little bit like off-putting, but then it fits the vibe of it so well because it's like this like kind of slightly creepy dark fantasy situation. And it just feels so much more real somehow than if they were CGI. Like, it just would not be the same at all if they were CGI.
Well, didn't they do a Neverending Story, like, sequel where they did make the thing CGI?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it, if it is.
Maybe they were just talking about doing that. I don't know. Because I remember seeing, like, a render of that big dragon, and it just looked crap. Looked like junk.
Oh, my God. And then, so... Another movie that actually made me feel like that recently was I've been going back and watching all the original Star Trek movies because I've actually never seen them, which is crazy. But it's
I've only seen two.
I'm like going through all the Star Trek stuff because there's just so much Star Trek. Like I'm a huge Star Trek fan, but I also there's no way you can even watch it all because there's so much. But the first Star Trek movie, Star Trek the Motion Picture, hot take. Fucking loved it. Thought it was incredible. I was like exactly everything I wanted. I thought it was good too.
Wait, do people not like that movie?
I guess when it came out, people really hated it. They thought it was like boring. Huh. But do you know which one I'm talking about where it ends up being like the big enemy ends up being like a space probe that has like the people sent out and it like accumulated all this like massive technology around it?
Yeah, I thought it was... I've only seen that one and then the fourth one, which is the, I don't know if you have, but it's about whales.
No, not yet. I've only seen the first two. I'm getting through them.
All right. Well, get excited because not hot whales. What am I trying to say? Exciting.
Hot, sexy whales. Topic.
Hot, sexy whales. Yeah. A Spock and a whale. Never mind.
Nice.
I remember thinking that first movie was like, just generally an entertaining movie, but that was a really cool, in the same way that like people complained about did you ever see The Last Jedi, the second of the new Star Wars?
Yeah, I've seen all the Star Wars.
Are you being sarcastic? Why did it sound like you were just lying to me?
No, I just said that as like a matter of course, like who hasn't seen every Star Wars movie? I guess
a lot of people haven't seen those because they're horrible movies.
The new ones the new ones all blend together. I couldn't tell you what happened in which one.
Well, there's a thing in that movie where like the whole middle chunk of the movie is these two spaceships like slowly chasing each other through space and like very, very slowly gaining on one another.
Right.
And it's like, in 30 hours, they'll finally catch us. And I thought that in the same vein, it's like this like boring thing, but I think that's really exciting. Like that almost felt like, to me, that's very Star Trek. It's like the trials and tribulations we're going through are like very down to earth and real and not necessarily exciting, but they have consequences and are like serious things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when stuff comes out of left field like that. Like it's not a world ending like guy who's trying to take over the universe. It's just like a probe.
And that's what it turns into in Wrath of Khan. And I think it was just because it was like around the time that Star Wars was coming out and they wanted to make everything more exciting and like action-y.
Yeah.
Like I think the creator of Star Trek was involved in the first one and then they basically like fired him for the rest of them because they wanted them to be more like action movies.
It's too bad because Star Trek has just... copied Star Wars now, like, and it was better when it was two different things in different good and different ways, but oh well.
I love it all. I will say I'm like very I'm very open to whatever Star Trek wants to be. I watch it all. I will say Discovery, the new show, has gotten a little bit boring to me. That one is like every single episode is the end of the world and they have to save the entire universe, which is, it's just gotten old and boring. But
that does sound very boring.
But I do. I really enjoy all the new Star Trek movies. I'm not that picky about it, but I do. I love the original vibe of like an hour long episode where almost nothing happens except like, you know, like character relationships being developed or whatever, like through these weird kind of philosophical plots. Like, I'm a big fan of that. It's very chill.
That's what Star Trek's good for. People say, what's that show that all those nerds like, the Orville, people said is kind of that now.
Yeah, you know, people keep telling me to watch this. And first of all, I'm like, isn't it like the Family Guy made that? So
yeah, but then people are like, no, but it's not like that. It's actually good. And anytime someone's telling me that, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I think I have
anytime
enough.
Someone has to be like, no, it's actually good.
Right.
Nice try, buddy. Nice try.
Because people say it started as a comedy show and now it's actually really good, I promise. But like, if I have literal decades of Star Trek content to get through that I know I will enjoy, I don't really see a need to watch that. But
yeah, there's no point.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a while. I guess we could wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm happy wrapping this up. I thought that, you know, lovely show. Great show.
Yeah, I think this was a good time. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You know, we talked, we took the time to talk about how to start the show, but do we really know how to end a show?
No, and maybe I'll just cut to black right now.